Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Jeff T. from the Club 520 Podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, my name's Josh. I'm from the podcast The Imperfects, where we interview well-known people who look like they have perfect lives, but like most of us, in fact all of us, they're often far from it. We interview people like James Clear and Adam Grant.
What do you do with the feeling of being an imposter? It's really tempting to trust your own judgment over other people's. What you're forgetting is that other people see you more objectively. And I think what that means is if multiple people believe in you, it's probably time to believe them.
Search for The Imperfects on the podcast app you're listening on.
The Volume.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, as you know. Super Bowl bound for the first time. Come on, man. It's been a great-ass year for me. I'm not lying. First time getting past the first round. First time winning the first playoff game. First time going to... Man, look here. I got nothing but love for you, Philly. I love you. I appreciate it. Thank you for the trade, Detroit. Detroit. I love y'all, Detroit, but thank y'all for the trade. Took me 10 years to get here. 10. You know how hard that shit is? Oh my goodness. I try to hold my tears back all through the field. I never been an NFC champion. None of this. I was trying to run around the field. I had the flag going around. So the secret was for me not to cry. I had to run around because it was so cold to make it look like I was like cold. You know, instead of crying. But I was really low key crying. Just had to man up a little bit. Just in case they catch me on TV. I got kids at home. I can't let them see me crying. But oh my goodness. I'm just feeling good right now, man. I feel blessed. I feel amazing, man. I'm still going. I don't know when this rush go in, but it probably settle in when I get to practicing. But we've been off for about 2 days now. Finna be 2 days. Yeah. I'm up. All the way up. So, man, let's talk about the week, man, leading up to the NFC Championship game. You know, as we realize, you know, we realized we played that night. Bam. And we got the dub. So, we know we're advancing. So, we knew we was playing San Fran's. You know, we do pay attention to the media, man. We do. We all do. It's just a football thing, man. So we always got to look at the media. The media come in our locker room. We just do our thing. We were showing our respect, you know, to San Fran. You know, we got to show respect because respect is due. There's a great team, great defense, great offense, great head coach. Got a lot of great things going over there. But what triggered us as a team and as a defense, you know, I got a lot of respect for George Kittle. I got a lot of respect. I think he's one of the best tight ends in the league. He does all the dirty work. He does the blocking, man. You can see he having a lot of fun out there, man. I always like to watch his game, man, because he played his game the right way. But when he said that we look good on paper in the football world, we know how to take that. That basically saying not too physical. You know, that's talking about we look talented on paper, but are we going to put the paper to the field? You know, so as a defense, well, us being one of the best defenses in the league as well, we took that as kind of disrespect, you know, because we ain't say they look good on paper. We said they're a great defense. They're a great team. You know, we trying to show our respect, which is respect is due. But him saying that triggered a lot of guys in the locker room, including myself, you know, even though I still had a lot of respect for the guy. But it triggered us to go out here and play a lot harder to show who's physical. So now, as you've seen, the game was going on. You see who been the most physical team. I keep seeing this stuff across the media saying, oh, this guy would have been playing, that guy would have been playing. They was playing. We just took them out. You know, we don't want no injuries. I don't like injuries in the game. But that shows a lot of physicality. You smacking two quarterbacks out the game. You know, I'm praying for definitely Johnson because I played with him in Detroit before, man. I saw he had a severe concussion. I ain't know what it was. I just thought he had messed his shoulder up or somebody. He was in concussion protocol. That is not a good thing to be in. But, yeah, we come out here and we hit. We play physical, man. We attack. We fast. We do it all on the defense side of the ball. And our offense does the same thing. I think that's what Coach was trying to do, send a message. You know, y'all knew, we knew y'all was a physical team. We're going to show y'all how physical we was. That's why we ran the ball for Tubbs, you know, handed it off at any given time. You know, they got one of the best defenses for sure, man. I got a lot of respect for them. But that pushed our button, and, you know, and we had to answer that. And, you know, we had to show who's the best team in the NFC. Now, fast forward to game day. You know, a great Sunday. I was too ready, too excited. I got great sleep. But I woke up pretty early, man. Even though the game was at 3 o'clock. A 3 o'clock game is kind of weird over here. You know, so I didn't even know what time to really kind of get up and get active. So I woke up around a little earlier. I woke up around about 9:30. And I just got myself going, man. Just watched a little bit more film to get myself going. So, to start the day off, you got to have the fresh fit. You got to come in there fresh. So with me coming in fresh, I got to feel good, got to play good. So I even had to bring out the old school. Where I'm from, we call them donks. You know, they call it a little, it's a 72 Chevy Caprice. One of my babies, it's one of my favorite cars. You know what I'm saying? So I had to pull up in that thing, smooth. You know what I'm saying? I ain't dropped the top because it's too cold. But it's a drop top. So I had old smooth in there, man, get my mind right, got my music playing. You know, so I had to be fresh. I just felt good. You know what I'm saying? That's how I get myself going. I got to look good, came in the game good, the entry was good. I was feeling good, man. Then I got to get the warming up, playing around, joking around, got my stretch going, man. It's an amazing feeling, man. I knew what time it was when I walked into that stadium, man. Walked out, get my warm up on. I knew what time it was time to go. It was time to go, man. And just seeing all the stars around, I done seen everything going. I seen the little setup for the Sunday day football game, all the little Fox TV stuff on the sideline. I said, man, this is what the NFC Championship feel like. I'm talking about, I ain't never seen so much media at the game. Like, they had like a media huddle. Like, they had a whole huddle on the side. I'm like, what's going on? Like, this is wild. So I'm like, this is it. So with me playing the game, I'm always nervous. But nervous in like a good way. Not nervous like scared to play the game. I'm just nervous like I never been here before. So I'm like, heart racing. Mouth just getting dry for no point of reason. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I'm drinking Gatorade and I'm not even tired. I'm just trying to stay hydrated. I'm like, I don't know how I'm not hydrated, but I drink a lot of water and Gatorade and Pedialyte. I'm just like, dang. Mouth dry, so that's already telling me right now. I'm just nervous, excited, and I'm ready to go. We had one special guest coming to the locker room. I've been here the Eagles 3 years, and it's the first time I saw a guy come into the locker room, man. We know I had a lot of stars come to this stadium, and he's one of Philly's favorite, man. Shout out to Lil Uzi Vert, man, came out there. He really little. He's really little, man. It's like I'm thought he was little. No, I'm saying I knew he was little, be a short guy. But Buddy is short, man. But, man, he's a chill dude, man. You can tell him, man, he's very mellow. He here. He ain't here. He here. He just mellow. And, man, he came out to one of them little songs, man. I just want to rock. My son loved doing that dance. I done learned how to do it, man. I don't know if y'all saw Kelce and Miles do it. But Kelce came behind him and killed him. Kelce got great hips. I'm trying to tell y'all, great, great hips. I'm talking about, you gotta see it. You gotta see it. My boy Kelce was going crazy, man. But shout out to Lil Uzi Vert, man, coming out there, running out there with us, man. I know that thing was crazy, man. But I know he been seeing that normally, because when he come out on the stage, he see 80,000 fans. But it's probably a different feeling with him, man. You know, with football. You know, football different. You know what I'm saying? So, but Philly loves you, man. We love you, man. We appreciate you showing love to us. So going into this game, man, we was very, very, very confident. Like, we were very confident. Like, we knew what we could do. We knew we matched up pretty well with them, with the physicality and in the skill position and the O-line and the D-line and they D-line and our O-line. Like, the trenches, all that kind of, like matched together. You know, they got great edge rushers. We got great edge rushers. So, it was all together. But what separated us from a lot of stuff, we watched the Cowboys game. The Cowboys game really set the tone to how to play this team. The Cowboys did a great job in stopping the run and making the quarterback be a 3rd and 7, 3rd and 6 plus around that range, and make him be a drop back quarterback. So we understood that. So our game plan was like, hey, let's get them in a 3rd and long situation so our pass rush can go eat, because Dallas got, you know, one for sure elite pass rusher. You know, then they got Lawrence to come off the edge too as well. He's a great pass rusher as well. But the Philadelphia Eagles, we got 7 elite pass rushers. So we knew we were going to get a lot of more one-on-one opportunities than Cowboys got. So, as the games get started, I really want to go out there first. My opinion, I want to go out there first, set the tone for the defense, get the crowd going, get them going early, because the Philly fans are very, very big deal here, man. They do a lot of damage. But offense went up first and went down there, scored. I'm talking about, I'm like, yeah, big boy stuff on one of the best defense in the league, arguably the best defense in the league. You know what I'm saying? They was ranked the number one in a lot of things. So they're the best overall defense. Got to give it to them. They played a hell of a year. One of the best defenses I've been seen around. They real great defense. But we watched down there and scored. You know, Hurston's making plays. AJ's making plays. Look, catch on one. Come on now. That catch was big time. That 38 on the all-out blitz. Hurts running back. Threw it. AJ like finger grabbed it. Bam. Got sticky. Swole Batman doing what Swole Batman do. You know what I'm saying, though? But the critical play of this whole game, my opinion, was when we went for it on fourth and, I think it was, what, four? With the Smitty catch, you know, I ain't know it was a catch or not until, you know, I got woke up this morning and saw all the media that it was not a catch. But that's heads up from Smitty being a smart and advanced player. Because we go over that. We go over that. I'm talking about we do that every day, every time we watch, like, reviews, we watch tape. So our head coach do a great job of just film studying and just learning from people, other teams' mistakes. Not, you know, so he did a great job. You see they hurry up to the offense, hurry to the line of scrimmage, guys sprint down there, get a playoff before they can get a challenge off. That's a big difference in the game right there, because picture them turning the ball over, having a little momentum at the 5th-yard line, and, you know, trying to get it going. But no, it didn't happen that way. If I was in that situation, being that I saw a guy giving signals and hurrying up, rushing to the ball, of course my antennas go up. It goes up as in like, oh, what just happened? Da-da-da-da-da. But that's why I say it's the big difference at being at home. Because that would happen in San Fran, they would have put it on the Jumbotron and we would have saw that being a no catch before it even happened. But see, as in being that it's a home game, it was not on the Jumbotron. So he couldn't get the real pure reaction of just like look up and like see the Jumbotron. Because that's almost like a challenge itself. Because if you at home, you make a big play and it's a suspect name, the stadium know not to put it up there. But if you at a away game and you do that, they're going to keep the play rolling just to see, to get a clear view of the head coach seeing that if it's a catch or not a catch. And then you get a challenge flag easy. So that's the simple about the little parts of the detail of the game that's so tricky about having home field advantage. That's why it was so important for us to have home field advantage all through the playoffs. But me, if that happened and it happened at home for us, I guarantee you that we would have got to be able to see the replay on the Jumbotron that instant, like fast. And then Coach probably been through the flag out before it even happened. But since San Fran was at, you know, away, they didn't get that privilege. So that was a big game changer. And you see on our coach, when he saw the fumble with that we caused, flag came out instant. You know what I'm saying? So coaches got to learn from the mistakes, and that's what they got to do. That's what coming in with a great head coach, man. We got two great head coaches. One made a mistake right then, another one didn't. Because that could have been a third and something for us. They had another chance to get the first, but nope. Forced fumble. We got the ball with a clear recovery, because if we did not clear recover the ball, we would never got the ball back. But Big LJ, Mr. 12 years in, smart enough to know to go grab the ball, full recovery, let them know we got it, and we get the ball to offense. So that was the big difference in between the game, and that was both first drives. So that was major, man. That was major. That's a big difference in the game, and that's what made the game shift momentum to our side and stayed on our side for the whole entire game. So what's going on is everybody keep talking about the third or fourth string quarterback every play, but what I saw from them guys, man, they wasn't complaining when Purdy was 7-0. They weren't hearing about that. They Purdy this, Purdy that. He was playing lights out, man, and doing what the team needed to be done. But we saw the game. Y'all saw the game. If Purdy was staying in the game, I don't know what it would be. It's probably still be the same result in my eyes, just because of the fact that y'all saw the first drop back situation they had to get in. And it was a sack, strip sack. Like, that was going to be all night, you know? That was going to be all night. And the run game, their run game was still pretty good, but you still have to be in sometime being a drop back situation, and that's what was going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Not no offense to them guys, but we knew we had guys that could really go out there and hunt. and we knew what we was capable of doing. Now, you bring in Johnson. Same situation. We got him in him in a drop back situation. Y'all could have still ran the ball and made conservative, but no. We still forced him into a drop back situation. When we did, bam. Sack after sack after sack. Like, I'm talking about, we just hurt Purdy. They come out lead, arguably the best defensive player in the league, unblocked, sack. And he actually, I think that was another dang strip sack because he took the ball from the quarterback when he rolled over. So, I don't think the results would have changed too much. You know what I'm saying? Just because of the fact that we get after the pack, we get after the quarterback. We do that, and we're in the number one pass defense. Now, if they got good, if they would have drew up a good run game and kept running it and been going crazy and Christian McCaffrey made big plays, then, hey, tip your hat off to it. That could the only thing could be the change in the game. But the passing game situation was going to get out of hand because them guys was going to hunt, and it was clearly shown. Like, we was going to get back there. And I was surprised to see the defense, like as in the number one defense, play as they play because they were still playing pretty solid to me. I'm not going to sit here and lie because I'm a big defense guy. I love defense. I show respect to defense. With them with the third quarterback and the fourth string quarterback coming in, they still made a chance to, like, you know, keep them guys in the game. But as a defense, being on the field that long, it's tough. We controlled the clock. We kept getting fast three and outs to put the defense back on the field so we can, you know, do what we need to do. But I gotta get respect when respect is due. They had a lot of backed up situations. It was not a game that they had a long drive, so it was a very good combination game right now. But they defense pretty solid, man. I'm not gonna lie and sit here and just say here, oh, we just they defense pretty good. Gotta show a lot of respect to them guys, but we got the job done. We're running the ball. You know, we ain't throw the ball enough as we needed to because we probably could have ran the ball pretty well. We ran it pretty well. Like, I don't think a guy had over 100 yards rushing on them in a minute. But I got to just give respect, man. That's a great defense, man. And watching Bosa, one of the best plays I saw him make, man, last night was the read option. Almost was a safety. Like, it was crazy. Like, he read the action, stopped the run from handing him off. And then Jalen pulled it. Beat the pulling guy and almost had a safety. Like, I'm like, okay, I can understand why this man is in the defensive category as in being one of the best defensive players in the world right now. Because that was crazy. That's a big-time play. To stop the zone read with a running quarterback, that's big-time. And Hurts has been running that thing. So you got to give respect this dude. But we had to get after another man to beat the game. We knew their defense was going to be very tough and very physical. So, but them guys got it done, man. And we were scoring as we needed to. And the defense on our side, we helped them with offense getting in great situations as well. But I got to hand it to our offense, man, for really letting them know that they're a physical offense, man. They can be able to run the ball, throw the ball, and attack in all areas. So, shout out to the offense, man. Really for getting on the boys, though. But, man, shout out to them defense, too. That was a great thing to see from the sideline, man. One of the best offense, one of the best defense go head-on-head, man. That's a good watch for me, man. I love that type of game, man. I stood up the whole game and watched them boys get active. So, as y'all see, the score was from about 21-7. So, now the game plan switched for the offense. Because the Kyle Shanahan offense is not made for really... I'm not going to say not really made to be come from behind. But they're not really a drop-back team. They really broke on a run game. So, what our offense did was control the clock and manage the clock. Just like the same thing the Commanders did to us when we got our first loss. They ran the ball, made sure our offense couldn't get the ball back because it was explosive, you know, because they can score at any given time. So that takes a toll on the defense when you be able to run the ball because we've been in that situation as well. So it's tough to, you know, get off the field like that and consistently. And then definitely when your offense kept having three and outs, it's tough for the defense, man. And that's hard, you know. That's a lot. That's 600 pounds on a guy, and that's a wear and tear. So a big salute to them big guys up front, man. The D-line, both D-lines and the O-line, to be able to just smack each other so much and you're having 600 pounds, you got to put 600 pounds off you. That's a tough job to do, and that take a toll on your body to get you tired, get wear you down. So now your backups got to come in and all that kind of come in. So that's the thing about us having a great D-line. Because once Fletch and Hargrave get tired, we got Sue coming in. We got Jordan Davis coming in. You know, we got guys coming in. You know what I'm saying? And it keeps your body fresh. And that's one thing we knew our D-line had over their D-line, is that we had a lot of guys that are fresh. You know, we got Milton coming in too as well. Young guy that's really learning a lot from Sudum. So that's the big difference in the game, man. The trenches was the big difference.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com, or download the app today.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My game. I know what y'all been waiting for to hear how I play. I should have had a pick, but I was driving my man, and it was kind of wild. You know what I'm saying? I try to go back there. I try to run backwards, but I'm like, oh, I can't do this. And I ain't want to turn my head because I ain't want to lose the ball. Because honestly, I didn't know where the ball was at. I thought he was throwing it straight to him, but I saw it got like tipped up in the air. I went crazy. Like, what? But let me tell y'all one thing. That boy Deebo Sanders, that's a big dude. You know, I done seen him in person before. We done hung out before. You know, he's a cool friend of mine. You know, I know him personally. But to actually, like, try to tackle him, that man is a monster. You know what I'm saying? He ran a slant on me. I thought I'd tackle him, right? I bet he had half of his leg. He's like, he got one leg like two of my legs. You know what I'm saying? Big dude. Big dude. So I'm like, damn. Like, so I had to make sure I got to get my mind right. Got to take the proper angles on him because guy is elusive and he can really break through tackles, man. Real good, real good. But I got to give the biggest shout out to Christian McCaffrey, man. I'm not going to lie, man. I know Detroit finna be mad at me. It's okay, Detroit. I still love y'all. But he is the closest thing I done seen to Barry Sanders. I'm not lying. The dude got balance, got vision. And if he wasn't hurt as much as he was in his career, he'll be light years away from guys at the running back position. I'm being honest. I'm just being for real. Out the backfield, catching. He's the best third down back in the league. His running after contact is crazy. His moves. Like, his touchdown. Okay. Marcus Epps going there. Try to cut him. He jumps over him. So, with me coming up, I thought he didn't see me. So, I just try to go tackle his legs. Man, he saw me. He saw me clean and gave me that wah-wah. I'm talking about shook the mess out of me. I'm like, what? and then bounced off two tackles to, I got to get my hats off to him, man. That was one of the best plays I done seen happen, and definitely with me involved in it, because he shook me. I'm like, my goodness. I had to give him some props. I had to tell him after the game, like, look here, you one of the best backs in the league. You magnificent. Like, you really magnificent. That man is really a dog, and he can really do it all, man. I gotta tap my hat off to him. Like, big time dude, man. He arguably the best running back in the league right now. And if he stay healthy along his career, he gonna be a Hall of Famer, no doubt, man. Cause he, and definitely in that offense, he's gonna be very, very special. Like, very, very special, man. So shout out to Christian McCaffrey, man. You're a dog, man. You know, you're the new Barry for us right now in this generation. Cause that's what Barry used to do. Shake everybody, go crazy. Yeah, and do it all. But you that guy. So the game is over, man. And your boy is heading to the Super Bowl, man. I was running around the stadium going crazy, man. Got my family that came on, man. My wife, my mom, my cousins, all my friends that came down. Man, we had so much fun on the field, man. And watching the confetti fall for a minute, man, on the field, man. Just, y'all fans are wild, man. Y'all stayed the whole time. Y'all ain't leave, man. Still had over at least 60,000 people in there. Feel like, oh my goodness. I'm talking about y'all stayed the whole time for the ceremony. You know, to hear Hurts talk, man, because he said a big thing in the message, man. About y'all being a great fan base, man. Really, y'all be helping us out, man. Y'all make home games crazy. And y'all travel well, man. So I know we gonna see y'all in AZ deep up. I know it, because y'all was there when we play AZ this year, and we outweighed they fans. So I know what's going on. So it's going to be fun, man. But I had an experience of a great time, man. I was running around with the flag all around the field. I got tired because I understand what y'all people that be running with that flag on the field, and that's heavy duty, man. That's why I think my goddamn shoulder a little sore right goddamn now, because running with that thing like that is pretty heavy, and the wind was blowing like crazy, so I understand what y'all going through right now, boy. That thing, that heavy. But I had a great time, man. Just, man, experiencing something I never experienced before, man. My 10 years of playing ball, man. Some guys don't make it to the playoff, man. I'm going to the Super Bowl. And Jesus, boy, that thing feel good, man. I'm going to shed tears all across the field all day. Like, I was supposed to go on the stage with the guys, but I don't even want to get on the stage, man. I just want to enjoy that with the fans. I was running around slapping all the fan hands because it's y'all too, man. We all just sit together, man, and y'all did a great thing for us, man. We to have a home playoff game through the whole playoffs. It was amazing, man. It was a good thing for us, man, and we appreciate y'all. Much, much love, man. Y'all are the best fans in the world. Shout out to y'all, man. As we get ready to head into the locker room where the real party began, I still had all my pads on. Some people was already in there before I even got in there. They all was already in the shower, they got dressed and whatnot, smoking cigars and all type of stuff. I don't smoke cigars and all that kind of stuff. So I came in there. Of course, I got to go live with my fans. You know what I'm saying? And this time, last week, when my first playoff win, I think I had like 6K in there. This time, I almost had like 10K. First time ever. I'm like, boy, they must love some Slay today. Oh my goodness, I had like 10,000 viewers in that thing. I was going crazy. I'm walking around to everybody. My bad again, y'all, if I caught y'all in your towels, but hey, gotta get dressed faster. But we're going there, turning up, going crazy. I'm walking around there, listening to all the music. I'm catching everybody with their cigars, and man, come on, man. It's a dream come true. How you can't not be excited? And you know, man, we was in there just, you know, having a moment, man. Then we gave a little speech. You know, Hurts came in and gave a little great speech, man, as in just like, hey, man, the job not finished, which is not. And he also reminded us, hey, man, let's enjoy this, though. Let's enjoy this, man, because this is hard to come by. When you put in so much work during the week, during the months, the off season, training camps, all the beatings, all the everything going to, man, and you go down to this one game right now that's coming up in 2 weeks, man, and it means a lot to you, definitely when you do it with guys that's in the room that you love, and your brotherhood, because we preach family a lot, and so as a team, man, we all just sat there and said, let's just enjoy this moment, because we quit to go to the next game, because, you know, got to go to the next one, but this is major, you know what I'm saying? We job not finished, of course, but we will for sure enjoy this, man, as a group, and we looking forward to heading to ZZ. So after our game ended, of course I had to go watch to see who we would be playing in the Super Bowl. Very, very tight game, man. Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, this league is in good hands with these two quarterbacks for sure, man. They're one of the best. They're two of the best in the business. I'm just sitting here just like admiring the game, admiring the talent they can have. Watching Mahomes go out there with his one ankle. Like, dude is amazing, man. And you got to give a command. Got to give a shout out to this man now. This shout out, this man has been amazing, man. And I ain't going to lie to y'all. He probably the most disrespected team over there. Y'all disrespect that man so much because I ain't never seen a guy who's been to maybe what? Three AFC championships out of the last 5 years or four, maybe, I don't know, and don't want them. You know, he lost his first one, I think, to Joe, you know, last year. But, and don't want him. And I don't understand how he get disrespected so much as in, like, him being an underdog at home, Super Bowl champ, MVP of this league. So, he got to be the most disrespected dude I know right now. Because that's wild to me. I don't know how they do that. But, hey, that's the media world. But he ain't disrespecting in the NFL world because we got a highly respect for him because the man is a magician, you know. He for sure, him and Hurts are for sure the favorites of the, to win the MVP. But you got to give your hat off to him, man. Doing that on one leg, making it happen, man. Him and Kels, one of the best combinations of duo. You mind you of Tom Brady and Gronk, but with more athletic ability and more swagger a little bit because them boys guys were just old-fashioned. But these guys are just the new fashion right now. So, yeah, man. Top that, man. Great game, man. We looking forward to playing them, man. High-powered offense, man. Arguably one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And I done played Mahomes twice. I lost both. We playing in Detroit. He throws the ball to Kels. Then Kels throws that bang back to Shady McCoy. Shady McCoy get freaky with the one hand, with the sticky one glove. Like, that's what type of plays they make. As you saw in the game this past week, first quarter, Kels catch the ball, lateral pitch to McKinnon. It wasn't successful, but to have that in their arsenal, to have that to be able to do that, coach got to trust them a lot, and they're just both playmakers, man. And the last time I played them was at an Eagle game, and you know, shoot, we sent an all-out blitz to him, and he backed up probably 10 yards and still threw it like 40 yards in the air to the back of the end zone to doggone the fastest guy in the league, Cheetah, and you know, he caught that thing like crazy, like, so, you know, he's just amazing, man. He's just a magician out there, man. And like I said, man, he's one of the best in the business. He's going to be the best in the world. He's for sure is a Hall of Famer already. Got a great resume. You know, so it's going to be fun, man. I'm looking forward to it. I know everybody going to be excited to watch us compete Sunday. I am too. I'm not going to lie. But I'm also excited to see Rihanna at halftime. I don't know if it's possible for us to come out at halftime to check Rihanna out to do her performance, because I know that's going to be crazy, but I know I got to get, I know fans, Eagles fans, please don't be mad at me. I know I got to go in there and get game plans and understanding and, you know, get the game right, get the flow right, the halftime adjustments. But if you want to see Rihanna perform, I got free access to that. Now I got to pay for it. Why not? You know, but you know what I'm saying? I'm playing for Eagles fans. I'm lying. I'm going to be locked in. But man, why not? Why not go watch Rihanna perform, man? That'd be amazing. Man, thank y'all for coming, man. Joining your boy, man. Your boy got to get locked in for the Super Bowl, man. So your boy will see you when I see you, man. Shout out to all my fans out there. I love y'all.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.